8B. Rapid decompression.
The cabin of airplanes flying at high altitudes are artificially pressurized for passengers' comfort and in order to avoid psychological problems due to low atmospheric pressure at high altitudes. Conditioned air taken from the first stages of the engine constantly flows into the cabin, and the desired cabin pressure level is maintained by controlling the quantity of air leaving the cabin through the outflow valves. So the result is a great difference of pressure levels between the interior and the exterior of the aircraft, known as differential pressure. In order to resist to the high differential pressure necessary for flying at high altitudes, the cabin structure is aromatically sealed except from the outflow valves. If the air leaves the cabin in an uncontrolled manner, flowing faster than the flow of air entering the cabin, the pressure level inside the cabin will be reduced, leading to decompression. Depending on the speed of the air leaving the cabin, the decompression can be said to be slow, rapid, or explosive. In case of rapid or explosive decompression, it will be necessary to descend to an altitude where breathing is possible without external help. The pilots will have to put the airplane into a steep controlled dive until reaching an altitude at least 10,000 feet or below, where the outside atmospheric pressure does not require oxygen masks to breathe. A rapid decompression will be identified by a more or less sudden drop in temperature due to air expansion. As a result, fog will form in the cabin. Light objects may fly around, while internal air will be involuntarily expelled from the body. As soon as the decompression is detected, oxygen masks will automatically drop or will be manually activated by the cockpit crew if automatic drop doesn't happen. On the other hand, if masks automatically drop down and a descent does not start, flight attendants shall immediately contact the cockpit crew. Human resistance at very low air pressure levels is very limited due to lack of oxygen. Although resistance in these conditions vary from person to person, usually a person who is exposed to this condition will lose consciousness in less than a minute. Yet after a few seconds, reason and capability will be impaired, and other physical effects on the body will occur, such as strong pain in the joints and in internal organs. A pre-recorded message may be heard through the public address system.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to a loss of cabin pressure, we are making a rapid controlled descent for a few minutes to a safer altitude. During this period, please use your oxygen mask. Pull it down, place it over your nose and mouth, and breathe normally. Adjust the strap to secure the mask. Parents should adjust their own masks first, then assist their children. Please breathe through the masks until you are advised to remove them. Thank you.
Flight attendants should immediately don their nearest oxygen mask and inhale oxygen. They should hold up firmly and, if possible, sit down and fasten seat belts. Only after having donned their masks should they help other passengers who may need help. The airplane will restore level flight after reaching a safe altitude at or below 10,000 feet, where the air pressure permits breathing without using extra oxygen. The flight attendants may get up and help passengers who may need further help, like extra oxygen or assist wounded passengers. After an emergency descent, a priority landing may be desirable.